continue to decline, not just in their appearance, but in their value and their influence on that particular neighborhood. I think if someone else buys those apartments and wants to leave them there and go in and sink some money into them, think of what has happened there over the last 5-10 years or so. One of those apartment buildings has burned down. Had several people that were injured, one loss of life in that apartment. In the two that are remaining, you had a situation where the former owner died inside those apartments, and that event was looked into by legal authorities. Our police department was making numerous calls to those apartments weekly, if not daily. If someone buys those, sinks money into them, is that going to be enough to then change the perception of those apartments and convince people, hey, this is a place you want to come and live? That's my take on it. I think that's going to be a very hard thing to do. I think that's going to be very hard to overcome the past in making those a desirable place for people to live. Even if you go in and sink, who knows how much money it would take to rehab those places. We talked about money. Mr. Hines brought up the fact that we had not budgeted money for these apartments. We did budget money for those apartments, but we have since then spent about half of that budgeted money on similar properties throughout town. I started looking at our budget and found a way that we might be able to afford to do this. As some of you know, Lenoir City will be receiving a certain amount of money from the cable authority. This was money that we did not budget as a revenue. It is money that we were told yesterday is expected to come in sometime early February to the city. It's not money we were counting on. It was not put in the budget as a revenue anywhere. It's money when it comes in is going to go into the general fund. And it would be enough to make an offer on these apartments. And that doesn't include the money that we still have left that we budgeted for the A3 apartments. So, you know, we can anticipate the money being there by February 2007 that would at least cover an offer. Another point I want to mention to you is I spoke with Mayor Sweeney in the city of Loudoun this morning. I had heard a couple of months ago that there was a piece of property in downtown Loudoun that the city of Loudoun was concerned about. They had heard that something was going in there that they didn't think was necessarily what the people of Loudoun wanted. So in order to control that piece of property, in order to control what happens there, the city of Loudoun bought it. And they are now working on plans for that piece of property. And Mayor Sweeney asked, you know, why are you asking? So I explained to him in short our situation. He said that's the only way the city can control what happens there. Is if you get to be the owner and then work with someone to develop it into what you want. You know, it may be new to Lenoir City to try things like this, but you know, I don't think it's that uncommon. Maybe uncommon to us, but I don't think it's that uncommon to do something like this. And that's why I would like us to make an offer. A lot of the folks that are with us here in the room are people who are also interested, and I think they're here today to see what the city does, so they know whether or not to put in an offer. So there are other people that are interested in making an offer. So I've spoke with several of them. I know Deanne has spoken with a good number of people who are also interested in getting the property because they want to know what her plans are If they get it and the city doesn't, they want to know what they're going to have to do because it is condemned and, of course, underneath the Better Building Board.
Board of Housing
Appeals. Thank you.
Where does that stand, D.N., if I can answer?
Yeah, please.
Where does that stand if somebody else purchases the property?
There is a demolition order out on the property. So, legally, I'm not sure, but that'd be something for Shannon to answer.
Very procedural.
Well, let's say somebody else purchased the property. What happens then?
Well, they could probably file a lawsuit and ask for, of course, some relief. The problem is there's been no appeal. And the Board of Housing Appeals has made their decision to demolish the property. There was no appeal since then, so then their time has elapsed. So legally, there's not a lot that can be done. But maybe city council could obviously come in and say, you know, we're going to change the rules here, then ask the Board of Housing Appeals to do something different.
So you're saying if somebody else purchased the property, they have to go before city council or go before the Board of Housing Appeals?
Yeah, if they'll hear them or file a
lawsuit. Yeah. Are there a second mortgage on the property?
From my understanding, there's only one outstanding mortgage, and it was around 43-something, some change. Ballard, if you want me to talk about that for a minute, Ballard's sheriff's attorney, he's an attorney, he's representing his client. He's telling me full offers will have to be made to purchase the property. Now, is that true? I don't know. I'm not saying he's not telling the truth, I'm just saying that he's... And of course, he's not giving me any other numbers, so I have nothing else to go on. So it's roughly 44.5 is the number to purchase the property.
And how much is it to tear it down?
$30,000. Whoever buys it will have to pay the $30,000 to tear it down. I mean, that's part of their deal. Regardless of who it is.
Maybe, maybe not. If someone else purchases it and does not cooperate with the city, and we fought through their demolition order, the city will have to show up, demolish property, you know, with city taxpayers' money. Under the Board of Housing Authority's authority. A new purchaser could very well just demolish property on their own, but I don't think that's the reason why they're buying it.
If that's the case, how come the city can't demolish it now?
Can't.
Well, does that mean?
So why pay the bank $43,000 in 44? I mean, are we trying to keep getting in litigation?
Well, that could be a possibility. Their attorney kept arguing that he didn't have adequate notice, but and I didn't come to one of the meetings. I knew that Mr. Scarce, and you were there, he was at that meeting with the one right before Christmas.
On December 27th last year, he was not at the meeting, but he did send a representative
down. He sent a representative down, so they can't say they didn't have notice. They had someone here.
And again, I think the point is to control what happens there next. I think that's why, at least that's my feeling on it. And I don't think, and that came up, I don't think you were at the last council meeting when we discussed it. And that's one of the things that I mentioned. I'm not saying that it should be the city who sinks $40,000 into buying it and then another $30,000 into tearing it down. I'm not saying that. I'm saying once we get ownership of it, then we can work with someone, then we can partner, we can accept proposals.
Well, then y'all voted in August of 2005 to demolish the building at $30,000.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Suppose we go ahead and demolish the building, we'll have a $30,000 lien on the property.
That's correct.
And whoever buys it will have to pay us
$30,000.
That's correct. What's going to happen to AmSouth? Are they going to come back and file suit?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes. They'll be wanting their money. Of course, they're going to have a lien hold on the property, but our demolition cost is similar to a tax lien. It comes out first.
It comes out first.
Well, what if somebody comes in there and some contractor buys the thing like it is, and he comes in there and rebuilds the apartments, redo the whole thing. He's got to build everything in there, got to meet city codes. The city has a say whether it's going to be built right or not. And I'm sure with our codes officer, it's going to be built right. Whoever builds it.
I think that's what the mayor's saying. Not only and don't let me add anything that you're not saying, because I'm just guessing at this. Not only is it going to be built to codes, I think the city wants to control what goes back there so it looks like something that should be there, something that's period or something that's adequate for that area.
Consistent with what's there.
Other than controlling what goes in there or how it's built, renovated, is there any other reason why the city shouldn't tear it down? I mean, if they proceed with the demolition.
No. No, not at all.
I guess my question is, why have we sat and not demolished the building? You know, if we have all the...
Well, first of all, for a long period of time, we had to budget the money. It took several months for purchasing to get the money for it.
Right. Keep in mind, Deanne said that the last meeting in which the owners were there was a year ago, which would have been right in the middle of last year's fiscal year. And the money wasn't there. So we got it in this year's. But then there was the issue of, do we want to do that, knowing that AmSouth is saying, if you tear them down, we're then going to file a lawsuit, which is what they were telling Shannon. So we were trying to avoid that as well. I mean, not because... You know,
we had to make it to July anyway to get budgeted funds. So you're only talking about 6 months, maybe. Well, 5 months it's been.
Mayor, you referred to police having to go up there every day. Well, suppose, how are we going to control who lives there? I mean, I didn't get your point there. You said they had to go up there every day or every other day because of the problems in there.
Well, my point
but
in that is I don't think
we
can't
control people that live there.
I don't think they should be opened back up as apartments like what was there. That's my feeling on that.
Well, if we had control of it, then what did you have in mind putting there?
Something entirely different.
What?
Residential. I mean,
residential.
Housing. Yeah. Not two apartment buildings that have how many apartments in each building?
Eight in one and seven in the other.
So you're taking four lots up there and having 15 housing units on it. Basically, 15 apartments, the way it was.
Well, my thoughts at last meeting, you know, when we entertained having first right of refusal was, I guess, to hope that somebody would come forth if we tried to stall for time, and hoping somebody would come forth and be willing to demolish the building or do whatever we could approve to make it happen. But since they've refused that, I would like to resort back to the demolition of the building. You know, I'm thinking we're going to spend $75,000, including demolition, if we take control of the property, because we're going to have to tear it down, and then we're going to have to pay the bank whatever we negotiate or offer it if we're successful in winning that. So then we've got $75,000 in a neighborhood of $75,000 in bond. And you've got two lots, two city lots, it's probably worth $15,000 or $20,000 to each. So we're not gonna gain anything there, I don't think, by actually owning it.
Well, no, we wouldn't, and that was my point at the last meeting. No, we're not gonna gain anything the next day or the next week or the next month. I mean, you're looking at over the long haul, you know, years to where the city gains from that, in my opinion. But you're right. I mean, that's one way to look at it. Again, I'm not saying that the city should, you know, we buy them and then we can start talking with developers and maybe work out something to where they pay for the demolition cost.
What happens if they don't want to tear them down? They won't rent them.
Yep. That's certainly something we have to consider. I mean, we have to consider all of those things. And I can tell you that I think every person that I have talked to or that's come and talked to me or called me, and Deanne, you can comment on this as well. Every person that I have talked to that is also interested in buying those wants to leave them. They don't want them torn down. They want to simply rehab what's there.
That's pretty much my...
I can't think of anyone else. I can't think of a person who's called, expressed interest, who wants to tear them down and build something back. They all want to take what's there and rehab it.
Well, the reason they were condemned, are they not adequate? as far as...
It's not adequate, but...
They're not built strong enough, or what, but...
For the structural integrity of the buildings, we're not sure about that. The Board of Housing Appeals had asked the owners to come back with a Tennessee licensed structural engineer's report.
They haven't done that?
And they never did that, and I think that was part of the basis for upholding the condemnation and moving on with demolition. You know, as far as code violations, there's a list that's...
Oh, I'm sure of that, yeah, but I just don't know if the building was saying...
We're not sure.
Is there some type of code on how many families, how many apartments can you put in that space? Could they...
But you have space requirements through your standard housing code, and that, you know, I don't think that many apartments could go back in there. You know, we'd have to measure it out and see what the square footage is. You have to have minimal space for sleeping rooms, and it depends on how many people are living in there.
I've heard talk, I don't know whether this is gospel or not, that the man that was going to redo the apartments going to have 3 apartments in each one of them. He would be living in one of them, and he'd have 3 apartments in the other building, and have 2 in that one to rent. So that would be 5 apartments. Be really be 6 in both buildings, but he'd have 5 rentals.
I'm just a little concerned about spending $40,000 to purchase them. I understand and what you're saying about having control, but why spend that extra $40,000 if we got complete authority to tear them down and all the everything's been done that should have been done.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point.
You know.
Well, if the exterior walls will come up to the standards that spoke to me, well, then it would be foolish to tear them down if he's going to turn it back into another apartment building. You'd be wasting $40,000.
But is that what we want? Is them to be opened back up? Is that what we want? Is that what we want to see happen there?
Well,
is that
I don't know. That's what I say. I don't know what the developer's going to do. Well, he's going to make a dance hall or a...
What would you like to see?
What would I like to see? Whatever brings in the most money.
He wants a dance hall.
I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah, you got the dance hall part, right?
If the person that buys those has to, is required to tear them down, is that the way it is right now?
Yes, sir.
No matter who it is.
Yes, sir.
So why are we talking about refurbishing? What process do they go through to do that?
Because whoever buys them, that's going to be the first thing they do, is they're going to want to come in before city council and request that city council allows them to refurbish them and not be torn down.
And if city council says no, then they have to tear them down.
Proceed with the demolition. And if the owners won't do it, we can and put a lien on
it. I'm unsure that they can go on the agenda, because the appeal should be the Chancery Court from the Board of Housing Appeals.
Right.
So council technically doesn't even have to entertain.
Exactly. It shouldn't. Because, I mean, not that we shouldn't, when I say that, I mean, because that is something that's been before the Board of Housing Appeals, and then what we're doing then is we're saying, well, thank you, Board of Housing Appeals, but we don't think...
But you got a new owner, too. I mean, you got a potential new owner that obviously would have some type of rights there. Is that not right?
Yeah, they would be purchasing what the previous owner had, which is a demolition order, too. But... One thing that we did not furnish, DM may have, I may be speaking out of turn. Did we furnish them a list of everything that you saw needed to come up to code? You did do that?
Okay.
Yeah, so they're still under that. They're going to have to bring it up to those specs to reopen it, if that is a possibility. Of course, there is a demolition order out. I mean,
I'm getting
third time. If city council wanted to change the rules, so to speak, they have every right to do that, because this is a board created by the city, and they could pluck this out of Board of Housing Appeals' hands, so, you know, mm-hmm. So to speak. The legal process is that the ends condemn the properties, the owners appeal to the Board of Housing Appeals. We went through several months of hearings and everything with Board of Housing Appeals. They failed to meet the requirements of what Board of Housing Appeals wanted to see, and therefore they issued a demolition order on the property. Their only remedy was to file within 60 days under ordinance to go to Chancery Court to get relief from that Board of Housing Appeals order. They did not do that. So if City Council doesn't intervene in the process, then technically there's nothing to be done other than demolish the property.
So if we want the property gone, it doesn't matter who owns it.
That's correct.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, and they can tear it. But when they buy it, that's the understanding they'll have.
It's going to come down.
It's going to come down. So that makes it worth a whole lot less.
Yes.
What you actually have is two lots with $30,000 price tag to tear them down, plus what you have to give to the bank. Yeah. I think the bank will have a hard time selling them like that.
Is that where AmSouth is coming in with their lawsuit? If we
the only basis for a lawsuit, I understand AmSouth would have at this point is that they did not receive adequate notice when the process began. But as Dan said, there was representatives from those offices here at the hearing, so that would be a stretch.
And anybody that makes an offer other than the city to buy those, they know that. Looking at an offer right here that says the vacation of standing condemnation order will be a condition for an executed offer to purchase. I mean, they know that, and they're going to expect that to be lifted before they buy it.
Expect it to be.
Yeah.
But not necessarily has to be.
Oh, no. From their standpoint, they need it to be. But no, it doesn't have to be. I certainly appreciate your discussion.
Is the lot to the corner, is it for sale also?
It is for sale. It's not by the same owner. But it is for sale. I know that for a fact. Yeah, I know that for a fact. It is for sale. Again, I appreciate your wonderful discussion on it. And my opinion is just that we do what's best for the neighborhood. We do what's going to be best in the long run, not what's going to be best in you know, a week or so. And I know we have to look at the city's finances. I found some money with which we could do that if we chose to, but my main concern is just that what happens there benefits that entire neighborhood. And I know you feel the same way, and I appreciate your discussion on it. On the agenda item is asking for consideration of making an offer. If that's not the council's desire, then we need a motion then to some effect to do something, whether it is to make an offer or whether it's to proceed as outlined by the code enforcement officer.
Let me ask a question now. Let me get this straight. You said that whatever the bank is mortgaged, whoever buys that has an understanding that they'll have to pay an extra $30,000 to demolish it. So whoever buys it from the bank, they're going to have to pay, what, $73,000?
They're not going to buy it.
Yeah, we'll see. What do you mean? They're going to bid on it.
Well,
whoever bids on the mortgage,
yeah,
they understand that there'll be a $30,000 addition
right
to that. Okay, they're going to have $73,000 in the property.
If they pay full price.
They pay full price.
Right, right.
The bank can't advertise that without signifying that there is a demolishing
clause
on that thing. They have to specify that when they put it out for bids, and a man that bids on it is going to know that there's a demolition order out on the building before he buys it.
Well, I think they all know that. I think they all know that's there. That's why I said I don't think they will buy it.
Well, I would. No.
Yeah.
Well,
would you?
I think and I hate to guess what people are doing, but I think what the purchasers are wanting to do is somehow get the property purchased and get the city council
to renege back up.
Yeah, and beg them to give us, we'll bring it up to codes, wherever y'all say, you just tell us what to do and we'll do it. And I think that's the game plan. So I think that's where the mayor is kind of nervous. If you don't want the permits and the council's going to get all this pressure put on them to renege on the demolition order. So if we stay fast on the Board of House appeal decision, then there's probably not a decision to be made.
We've been a little remiss in not having that thing going down already. I've had an order out.
Well, again, part of that we were bound because of the budget. And we've only been 5 months into this budget. We could have done it in those 5 months. Yes.
That's what I had in mind.
Yes, we could have. That's right.
But still, right now, they're going to have to borrow 90% of the money, right? You said, what do we have in the budget, $15,000
to
cover this?
Well, except for that money that we'll be getting that we did not have in the budget as revenues, we wouldn't have to borrow any to do it. We can pay for it now and not have to borrow any money. And then when that money from the cable authority comes in, we have it. I mean, it'd be paid back. We said, see, we wouldn't be at anything.
I refuse.
I feel like that I'm more comfortable with someone else on it, and they have to tear it down. And then we have our codes and up to if they, whatever they build back, we have to meet our specifications.
And I appreciate your confidence in the Board of Housing Appeals. I mean, it's a strong group, and I know they have spent a lot of time on this particular property, and they have put considerable thought into it as well, just like we're finding out it requires today. So I appreciate your confidence in those folks and in our code enforcement office as well.
Well, it would be any need to vote on demolition. It's already been voted on.
That's
right. That's done deal.
Yes.
That's a done deal.
That's right. If there is no motion for the agenda item there, then I'm assuming that it fails due to a lack of a motion.
Like I said before, I don't feel like I'll be in real estate business. I just don't feel.
Well, I don't either.
I don't feel comfortable with that at all.
But I think we do have an obligation to the. I think we do have an obligation to the people we represent. I too don't think we should be in the real estate business. But there are times and there are opportunities where the city is the only one who can make things happen, and that's what I think we have to always be open. To doing.
I still think that we ought to have control over whatever comes into the city. We should have control of that. We need to stay in control of it, because you gotta have a start and a stop place somewhere. So the city needs to be on the stop side, because you just can't open the doors for anything in Washington. Amen.
Thank you.
I don't think that'd be good for the city.
What does it take to have an executive session? I have a question I think that really needs to be brought forward.
We'll just call one. We don't have to advertise, we just call an executive session.
Just take 2 minutes. I just need an answer.
Pending something threatens, pending litigation?
Not necessarily. Make sure, I guess, that we have everything in order. And I just have a question to make sure that we do that.
Okay. Do you want to have a day?
I'd like to.
Okay. Right. 11 o'clock in there.
Well, I'm understanding then that there is no motion on the agenda item. So that item fails due to a lack of a motion. Correct. Again, I appreciate your discussion. I think what we discussed.
This council. Tell me that we're going to tear it down now.
I think without any action by this council, our code enforcement officer has the leverage then to do what he should do. That's already said and done. That's right.
Executive session. I don't think so.
We want to go into executive session and then adjourn. Okay.
Yes, go to executive session.
Does this mean now that this is over?
Yes.
As far as we're concerned.
Well,
as far as
somebody may try to come back to council. Then.
I mean, as far as purchasing.
Yes.
This property.
Yes.
I make a motion to adjourn and go into executive session.
I have a motion to adjourn and go into executive session. Do I hear a second on that motion?
Second.
Damn, second by Simpson.
Can you state the reason for executive session? You said it was pending legislation.
It is pending legislation. Yes, I misunderstood what you said.
It is pending.
It's a discussion of that.
Okay.
Potential.
Have a motion and second into adjourn. Roll call, please.
Akins.
Aye.
Amby.
Aye.
Inline.
Aye.
Hank.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Center.
Hines. You're going to change his name.
Hines.
Let me go.
Me too.